You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg Markets brought to you by Sector Spider ETFs. Why buy a single stock when you can invest in the entire sector? Visit sectorspdrs.com or call 1-866-SECTOR-ETF.
Now we're going to turn our attention to the combination of sports and entertainment. How do you actually access your sports entertainment? Well, Roy Reichbach is the chief executive of Nuleon. They are a small video streaming company hoping to get bigger. Roy, thank you very much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Just tell people, what is Nuleon? And maybe just give us a little bit of your background, because I know that you previously, I believe, general counsel to the New York Islanders.
That's correct. It's Nuleon. And we are the leading provider of a platform for the delivery of video over the internet, streaming video over the internet. Our customers are the largest sports and entertainment enterprises in the world. And, you know, we're at the fore of the change from watching video through your cable box or your satellite dish and getting it directly from the content owner or the content rights holder directly to the consumer.
Okay, so this is like the Holy Grail, right? I mean, this is what every company has been trying to do, how to get streaming rights for some of these sports events and then attract viewers. What has your experience been so far, first of all, with respect to viewers and their appetite to go online to watch?
The appetite is immense. And you're right. The focus and the issue is who holds those rights. And then once you hold those rights, how do you deliver them? And we've solved the delivery piece.
Which is?
So our technology is a platform that allows anyone who holds, owns, or has the right to monetize content to be able to deliver it seamlessly over the internet in up to what we call 4K, which is four times the resolution of HD.
So, and then when you talk about the legal rights, I mean, who's the battle with? Is it with the television providers and sort of their exclusive contracts with the teams, or is it with the teams themselves and how much they're going to charge you?
So it's the leagues and it's the clubs, and then it's everyone else downstream from there.
So you're starting a fight.
Our customers, no, and in fact, we're agnostic. It doesn't matter to us who holds those rights. We can help that customer of ours monetize those rights regardless of who they are. So if it's an RSN, a regional sports network, who wants to go directly to consumer over the internet in addition to delivering by cable or by satellite, we can do that for them. If it's a club or a league who wants to go direct to consumer and bypass an intermediary rights holder, we can do it for them. And that applies not just to sports, but it also applies to what we call the TV Everywhere segment. So movies, broadcast, any content, anywhere, anytime.
Roy, maybe just give people a little history of Nuleon, I beg your pardon, because this is a company that was founded by a lot of executives who used to work at CA. And I believe that the former CEO of CA, Charles Wang, his wife, Nancy Lee, is the chairman of the board of Nuleon. Have anything changed? I mean, give us a little bit of the background, because this is a story that has garnered a lot of attention having to do with CA and what happened to executives there, as well as a variety of lawsuits.
Sure. And Nancy Lee, who is the chair of our board and who was one of the founders of Nuleon, left Computer Associates, or CA, back in 2004. And she and a few others decided they wanted to figure out a way to show video and give access to video in a different way. Developed this platform starting in 2004, have made substantial strides to the point where we have clearly the best platform for streaming video in the world. And there are some execs that have come out of the DNA of the technology DNA of Computer Associates, but with nothing to do with the rest of the issues that that CA had.
But I mean, Charles Wang still has more than 4.5% of the shares of Nuleon, correct?
Yeah, Charles is a significant shareholder in Nuleon and was a significant investor when we actually merged with a company called Jump TV, which is how we wound up on the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Okay, so let's switch a little bit to the demand side of the picture. Nielsen released that its November estimates for ESPN show that the sports network had lost an estimated 621,000 subscribers in a single month. ESPN is disputing that as perhaps overblown or very overblown. This would be the biggest loss in the channel's history. How much is this decline in subscribers due to cord cutting and the online streaming developments? And how much is it due to people just not watching sports as much?
I think people are watching sports, especially live sports, as much as ever. There is a substantial set of studies out there that show exactly how much of the demand is coming from more of the millennials and those who are cord cutters. So I would imagine that a substantial portion of the ESPN figures are a result of people wanting to watch and consume media and video the way they want to. It's very different. I'm a little bit older and used to having broadcasters push that media to me, push the content to me. I could only watch when they said I could watch. Now, and the young people especially, watch what they want, when they want, how they want.
So hold on a sec. Is there a particular sport that lends itself more to cord cutting than others, or lends itself more to online streaming viewership?
Well, we've had great experience with our customer at UFC. Their experience on our platform has been substantial. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing the second ever live pay-per-view event for them on the 12th, which is this Saturday, coming out of Madison Square Garden, UFC 205. So they've seen substantial growth in terms of their pay-per-view business on the digital side as compared to the rest of their business. And we also have for them what's a product called Fight Pass, which is a subscription video product that they've had great success with. So younger, the millennials, folks who are used to seeing things differently, used to consuming media differently, are the great customer base. Another one we have is the World Surf League, which more of this X game type content. I don't know if they'd like me to call them X games because they're not exactly in that exact market. But the millennial group is a big group for this cord cutting, and the extreme sports are a great area for that. And the new area is going to be in your other gaming type of streaming.
It's like a personality profile we're getting a sense of. Somebody who's a little bit more rebellious saying, don't tell me what to watch. Don't tell me what to surf. Don't tell me what to fight. I can do it on my own, right?
And the best part for them is they're no longer constrained. So not only can they say, don't give it to me the way you want to give it to me, they don't have to take it the way you give it to them.
All right. Do you watch on online?
Of course.
Thank you so much for being with us. Roy Reichsbach. I've just butchered that. One more time.
Reichsbach.
Reichsbach. It was
very close.
Okay, very close. Thank you so much. CEO of New Lion here with us talking about the development and the progression of sports to the online world. This is Bloomberg.